what I was reading. What page?
Where?
Madhya Lila?
Chapter 23. Madhya Lila chapter 23, text 14 and 15. Adho Sradha Tatha Sadhu. Before that, text 8, yesterday you explained Ananya Mahatayavishnu.
Yes, yes. Sisi Chaitanya Charitamritam Trayovinsa 23rd Parichet. We were discussing about, explaining about Uttama Bhakti. This shlok written by Srila Rupa Goswami by the inspiration of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anya Abhilashita Sunyam Gyan Karma Adhyanabhritam Anukullena Krishna Anushilanam Bhakti Ruttama. I told. We explained so much things. Anukullena Krishna Anushilanam Bhakti Ruttama. This is the constitutional paribhasha.
Definition
of Uttama Bhakti. Pure Bhakti, Uttama Bhakti. No. And others in first line too are external characteristics of that bhakti. First is okay by all senses, by all modes, by all
body
and mind, words. And out of mind, that is bhav. If they are used to please Krishna, to serve Krishna in all ways, then it will be uttama bhakti. It will be bhakti. But continuously, like a flow,
unbroken flow,
like honey coming from up to bottom, one it is seen. So bhakti in uninterrupted flow, but in the guidance of any high class of devotees, then it will be uttama bhakti, otherwise not. So we explained all these things. But anyone who is exercising like this, but he has some anyabhilasha. Anyabhilasha means?
Unwanted desires.
To serve Krishna, but motive is another. He wants to be served by Krishna or by anyone. There are so many desires, not only one, so many desires. If some desires to be satisfied are for sense gratification for ourselves, and we are exercising that bhakti, but that will be not pure or uttama bhakti. There may be so many desires. So, if it is covered by gyan and karma, then it is not pure bhakti. Different names will be there. Srila Rupa Goswami has discussed, especially Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has explained in his Bhaktir Swami Sindhu Bindu. And that is that if it is covered with jnana and karma, yoga, tapasya, astrology and all other things, then it will be karma mishra, jnana mishra, yoga mishra and others. Mishra means
mixture
of karma, fruitive karms, and jnana. Jnana means
impersonality
jnana. It will not be pure bhakti. It will be covered. And it cannot give Krishna prema. Never. Some examples of anyabhilash. Anyabhilashita shunyam. Yesterday, Madhava Maharaj told that there is some difference between anyabhilash and anyabhilashita. And what is that? Clarify. Like a devotee,
Vaspe.
You are all hearing? Sound is not going.
The microphone is going this way. Take it towards you, Brajaj. Don't move it, it will break off. Move this stand.
If any difficulty in hearing, you should raise your hands. Sound's coming? Very good. Kya kar raha tha?
Oh, anyabhilashita shunyam.
I was giving example. No. If in natural stage, if we think that, I want some wealth, and I will make a very big temple, and thus whole world will know that I have done a temple like in America, what, New Vrindavan. What is this? Why you are not thinking that, Krishna, you should be merciful to sprinkle that I can serve Radha and Krishna, you conjugate. Why you want wealth? Wealth is very bad thing. You cannot control wealth. So this is anyabhilash. For ordinary persons, beginners, wealth is the root of all evils. It will bring male friends and female friends. Certainly it will bring. You will take very delicious preparations. So many juices daily. Dry foods. And you cannot digest. And thus, lust may come. You should try to be. Why not Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, like others? Haridas Thakur. So why you are wanting? This is anyabhilash. And this is anyabhilashita also. So we should try to give up all these things. I want to be more qualified and I want to go to university to study more. What thing? What thing? I can speak more something. Has it been written anywhere in our epics or Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami has written that you should associate impersonalist. What they can teach us? They cannot teach us. This is bad association. Asatsanga eka sadhu Krishna bhaktar.
Asatsanga chaar.
So, mayabadi or asatsangi. They will influence us. And thus pure bhakti will go. we will lose our faith in Guru, Vaishnava, name and bhakti. And thus they are doing. So this is Anyabhilash. Anyabhilashita Shunya. Not. This is Anyabhilash. We should be careful for this. So, all these things. I want to make a very beautiful garden. I want to make a very beautiful school. And dharmashala. And so many things. Why you want? Why not pure bhakti you are wanting? So we should decide all these things. These are all these things. If you are making a school, it may be like a school established by Śrīla Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. He is established for what? Oh, to train new boys. But what became all the boys who were admitted in that school? Later on, when he left this world, all were, what became? Never they chanted. And they were misbehaved. And they had filed so many court cases here and there against them. Was this purpose of Swamiji? So this is not thing. He wanted that all should be learned this Vaishnava etiquette. They should study, but in the guidance of pure Vaishnavas. But when pure Vaishnava is there, it is controlled well. And after his
departure,
all becomes ruined everything. So that is the case. I saw that in India also, and also in America, here and there, all the boys have filed court cases. Their character has been lost, and they are of nowhere. Now they are like demons. They are now beating their fathers, mothers, insulting, not chanting, remembering, anything doing, making groups, because they have not well trained. So we should be careful. We want to make schools. Our Gurudev also, Srila Prabhupada also made it. But very careful. Be very. So, Anyabhilashita Shunyam. We should try to realize all this. From beginners, if you are making a very beautiful garden, what will be? When you are there, or some fruits will be given to Thakurji or Vaishnava. But after that, it may be that the fruits will be distributed in markets here and there and money is coming. So all these are Anyabhilashita. We should try to be very, very careful. Or to distribute books. Is it bhakti? Has in 64 kinds of bhakti varieties. But Srila Prabhupada did, Rupa Goswami did, Sanatana Goswami did, all they did. So we should try to adopt that method. We want to distribute books. But first, you should know what nectar is there. You should. And then to give this nectar, you should distribute. It is bhakti. But if you are not reading yourself, only I will record, I will break the record that he distributed 2 lakhs books. I will break the record of what name?
Ram Vijay.
For this, not reading the books himself and not practicing the gist of that book. This is not bhakti. This is Anyabhilash. So we should try to realize all these things. So we should try to give up all these things. For weakness, these are not good. Any realized soul like Swamiji, like my Gurudev, like Rishila Prabhupada, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, they have done. And they are powerful to control all these things. Then, jnana, karma, adi, anavritam. If the bhakti is done, if bhakti is done, but there is anabhilash, if there is anabhilash, and controlled by, and covered by jnana and karma, yoga, tapasya and all others, then what it will be told? Oh, there are two more sections of bhakti, which is not pure, which is amalgamated.
Amalgamation.
Mixed. By karma, jnana, yoga, tapasya. And these are called two, not Sarup Siddha Bhakti, but Sang Siddha and Arup Siddha. What is Sang Siddha Bhakti? Don't sleep. It will help you if you are listening. No need. No need. Sang Siddha. If you are chanting, remembering, hearing, practicing bhakti yoga, and you are giving trace that I should have all the qualities, like akrita droha badanya suchi akinchan, like this, I want to be true speaker. Very hard. You cannot speak true. But they want to be Harishchandra.
I told today.
Today you told?
Like 3.5 hours.
Oh, this?
Arup Siddha, Swarup
Siddha. Oh, then I have nothing to...
You
have finished. So he has told. So you should know all these things.
You can tell better than me.
So, in brief I am telling. Harishchandra, you know, have we heard that? He was truth speaker. He used to have a false ego that I am a true speaker. He used to know that, oh, my name is Harishchandra. I am the king. I am the husband of my wife. Oh, she is my wife and they are my sons and daughters. But this is false ego. If you are thinking that she is my wife, then false ego. She is also soul, you are also soul. You are eternal servant of Krishna, your soul, and her also. It may be that both are female, but now you have a false ego. So it is not true. Vishwamitra came out of pity, and he told, have you told this story? Very good. So these are false ego, not pure bhakti. So we should try to realize. So we should not try to make these false egos. Anna, vilas, jnana, karma. We are giving stress. We have no bhakti, but we are showing vairagya. What is this? Silly thing. If bhakti is coming, then automatic vairagya will come. Vairagya means renunciation will come. Surely it is bound. Bhakti pareshanubhavo virakti anyatra chaistraike kala. If you are doing really bhakti, sravanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, and especially sadhu sangha nam kirtan, bhagavat, sravan, mathura vasi murti sadrasa. Oh, very soon you will have prem, Krishna prem. Surely, if you are. Then, if you are practicing bhakti yoga, at once your soul will be very happy. And secondly, sutushti, pushti, three things will come. If you are taking anything, with
each bite, yes, each mouthful,
satisfaction, and not to take anything, gradually coming, and you are filling.
Nourishment
is coming, three things at a time. So, if you are doing bhakti, chanting name, some realization of Krishna will come. And detachment from world, it will come. It must come. And satisfaction is there. Three things. If I have not three things at a time, then something is wrong in you or in practicing your bhakti yoga or in your guru. So you should try to realize all these things. If bhakti is there, renounce is there. Disattachment to world is there. If you are chanting and you are engaging yourself more attached to this world, more worldly desires, then I think there is something wrong. You should be careful. You should ask your Gurudev any suggestion that why it is so. There will be no fear at all when you are doing bhakti. Like Prahlad Maharaj, Haridas Thakur and others, Ambarish Maharaj, there will be no fear. Because Krishna is always there and He will protect me and save me. So, these are Sangha Siddha. What? To speak truth, to be Vairagyavan, what?
To be detached.
Only wooden sandals, nothing here, naked body, sometimes only door coping. I have seen so many where they are like. And they, after some time, they fall down. Why? Because really they were not chanting. Only sometimes one round, two round, three round, or 60 round, not more than that, and with mind here and there. So this chanting will not give you all these things. So these are Sangha Siddha. And what is Arop Siddha? Arop Siddha means?
Superimposing.
I have told that before. Making schools, distribution of books, making gardens, making so many atithi room,
guest
houses, all these things. And marriage party is going there and they're making money anyhow. And there, it is like a business. So we should try to follow Rupa Sanatan, Raghunath and our acharyas. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Prabhupada and all others. So we should try to be careful from this. Kono bhagye kono jive shraddha jadi hoy, tabe sei jiv sadhu sanga kara. Have you explained all these things?
No. 23. No, I was telling Ramananda Samvad.
Now he is coming that how this prem can be. This is the goal of our life. Krishna prem. This is everywhere it has been told. That prem is our goal. How it can come? Beginning from Shraddha. How Shraddha comes? By association of any high class of Vaishnava. What is the sloka? Sadhu Sangha.
Satam prasangam mama viryasa.
Bhakti
stu bhagavat sangha. Bhakta sangha na parijayate. Satsanga labhite pumbhe sukrita purva sanchita.
by association of high class of Vaishnava. Sadhu. Then Shraddha comes first. What is Shraddha? What is Shraddha? You should try to know. Shraddha is somewhat external
symptom
of that bhog. And what is really the seed of bhakti? Yes or no? Desire to serve Krishna. Really, this is seed of bhakti, pure bhakti. If a high class of sadhu will come, they will tell that you should serve Krishna and you will be happy forever. Otherwise, you cannot be happy. And by this, your fruitive karmas and the fruits of your karmas will go away very easily. Desire to mix with Krishna, this also may go. All your aggressions will go. Worldly attachment will go. And Krishna bhakti will come by you. So you should try to follow Shramanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. So, hearing the glorification of bhakti, they have a desire to serve Krishna. These are of two kinds. What? Two kinds. If you have heard that if you are not chanting, remembering and doing bhakti, not serving to Krishna, then you will have to go to hell for your fruitive karmas. So you must adopt bhakti. Then this is one kind of, that this desire has engaged you in bhakti. And one thing, that any high class of devotee is speaking the sweet past tense of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and especially Radha and Krishna conjugal. Or glorifying Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, and Vishakha, Lalita, Rupmanjari and all others, Jasoda Maya. In such a sweet, sweet way that they may have a desire to serve Krishna in that way. Like Jasoda mother, she was serving Krishna and she controlled bandit Krishna and Krishna was controlled by her. Oh, hearing this, he had a desire to serve Krishna in such a way, motherlyhood way. This is one type of. So next is more better than first. Anyhow, if a desire has come to serve Krishna by the mercy of high class of devotees, then you are fortunate. So here, kono bhagye, kono jive, shraddha jadi hoy, tabe sei jiv sadhu sangha. The association of high class of Vaishnava is not available very easy. It is very rare. You are one of the rare devotees. In past life you have done something and in this life also you are giving some energy in any way. And that energy may be you are devoting time, money, energy in any way. Like, there was a bird. He was sitting on the branch of a tree. A hunter came and shooted. And the bird fell flat on the ground. Blood was coming and he became out of sense. But fortunately, there was a
temple
of Radha and Krishna. Some sounds were coming from Kirtan, from there. And this bird, out of sense, and he was about to die, out of sense. She was doing restless and he one round
parikrama.
Unknowingly. And what became? Next time, in next birth, he became a devotee. How? He received a sadhu sangha. And now his heart was somewhat clear, and he was realizing the fruit of sadhu sangha, that I must serve Krishna in this way. So, kono bhagya, kono jive. This is kono bhagya. Anyhow, any touch, any service to Krishna and tadiya. What is the meaning of tadiya? His associates, his bhakta, Tulasi, Ganga, Jamuna, Brajadham, Navadvip Dham. Anyhow you have touch. Oh, these are first are called Sukriti. You should try to make it more and more. And you have done something. But be careful. If you are done and you have received sadhu sangha, then you should follow Shastra. And the words of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Mahaprabhu, you should follow. If your Gurudev is instructing something different from Rupa Goswami, we should try to reject. Guru must follow Rupa Goswami. And if he is not following something different, he will explain why he is doing. And if this explanation is not satisfactory, then we should reject him. But if that reason is satisfactory, then we can think, we should make it show that what he is telling, is it according to Shastra and Vaishnava or not. There are three things. Krishna himself, the Shastra and Vaishnava. Hari, Guru and Vaishnava.
Sadhu, Guru, Shastra, Bhakta.
Three should be in one line. If Guru is following Shastra and Vaishnava according to Vaishnava etiquette, then Guru is bona fide. But if what Gurudev is telling and is testing, it is against Shastra and Vaishnava are also not there is something wrong in Guru. We should try to test it by Shastra and Vaishnava. But if Guru is according to Vaishnava but not Shastra, then we will have to reconcile it. Because Vaishnava and Guru are most
prominent.
If Shastra and Vaishnava are prominent, then you will have to think about Guru. And if Guru Vaishnava or Guru Shastra is there, we should be satisfied. If you are not doing all these things, then you will be cheated. Surely you will be cheated. Any cheater will cheat you by the name of bhakti. Now, it is all these things are going on. Then, if anyhow, by fortunate, you have Shraddha, a desire to serve Krishna. And what is this? This potency has from where it come? From where it is coming? Oh, from really Srimati Radhika. Because Srimati Radhika is wholesale, akhanda bhakti. So her,
undivided bhakti,
so it is coming from there. Desire to serve Krishna. It is not worldly thing. So anything should not be mixed in this. Then to increase this, to desire to serve Krishna, should be increased. How it will be increased? if it is waterized, without water, without nourishing, it cannot be. And what is this? Harikatha from Vaishnavas. Really. Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha. What is the meaning of Sadhu Sangha? What is the meaning of Sadhu Sangha? You? Who is Sadhu? It may be that in disguise of Sadhu, a person can be a Sadhu. So first you should know who is Sadhu, and then Sangha. Sadhu means who are realized soul, serving Krishna, chanting Hari name like Haridas Thakur, Rup Sanatan, Sankhya Purvakanam Gan Natibhi, Kala Vasani Kudo, Nidrahar Bihar Kad Vijito, Chatant, Dino Chujo, Radha Krishna, Mahidna Sau, Prabhavta, Jivartha Dojo Muda, Vande Rup Sanatan. What is the meaning, please?
I offer my obeisances to the
soul. Like Rup Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, or Guru Parampara. They are sadhu, who are totally absorbed in serving Krishna, internally and externally, both. They are sadhu. And sangha, samyak rupena anugamanam, to follow their words, to follow their activities, to follow their character, to follow their Krishna bhakti, everything who is doing, or who want to follow them. This is called Sadhu Sangha. If you are here with me, I think someone can be in my Sangha. But it may be that all of you are here but not in my Sangha. If you have a very strong desire to follow my character, to follow my process of chanting name, to follow my heart. What is my idea about bhakti? And how much I have developed my bhakti. So by with me hearing all these things and looking all these things, if anyone wants to follow this, not to imitate, really he wants to follow, then this is called Sadhu Sangha. Otherwise not. So I request you to have a Sangha. You should try to follow me. I cannot follow. I can partly follow and partly I am not following. This is not Sadhu Sangha. If you want to know more, then you should think about Raghunath Das Goswami. First he was the association of his Gurudev and Haridas Thakur. Later on he came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu gave him in the association of Sadhu Sangha of Sarup Damodar. Later on after his he came to Rupa and Sanatan. And he was associating. Gradually going up. So we should try to be like that. Giving up all worldly desires. Giving up. And if you are not doing, then not Sadhu Sangha. If anyone has received the Sadhu Sangha of Śrīla Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, your Prabhupada, how he can now associate, impersonal persons? How? It is absurd. It means they have no faith on him, that by only chanting Krishna name, like Haridas Thakur and Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda and all, he can have pure bhakti. Then why he will go here and there? Never he can go. So we should try to be admitted in the school of Gaur Kishor Das Babaji Maharaj and the University of Haridas Thakur. Then you can have you can receive Hari Bhakti. And this is called Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha of two stages. First, that seed will come that I should serve Krishna. And hearing more and more, then second will come. And then if second is coming, then he will say, oh, I should have bhakti. How it can be? Then he has heard from before. Only by accepting high class of bona fide guru, then he will try to search, where is guru? Where is that guru who can help me? Only worldly love we will not do, affection. Both are blind, they may go down. Guru sometimes operates hearts and sometimes rebukes with
stick.
And sometimes, embracing, giving some sweet things in this way. So, a guru should be accepted. And then serving Gurudev. First hear him. And then try to follow. First he will tell, only by chanting, you should chant Hari name. I am giving you Hari name. And this is bhakti. And you will have prem. And sometimes, rebuke him. With hunter, with a danda, rebuke him. So this is also mercy. If anything is wrong, he will operate our heart. And he will take all the bad things out of heart. And that is why 10 things have been told in the beginning of 64 limbs of bhakti. And what are 10? You remember?
Guru Padishaya, Diksha Guru Rasayvan, Sadhama, Pritcha Siksha Sadhu, Maganugaman. First 5 in relation to Guru.
This should be done. And the things which are not to be done, also it has been told. So we should try to accept. If you are doing chanting Hari name and you are going to impersonalist or sahajiya, what will be? They are like holes. Bhakti will go away. So two kinds of sadhu sangha. Sadhu sangha haite shramana kirtan. From sadhu sangha. Sadhu sangha, sadhus, really, they have not so many meetings to solve the problems only. If we are together for 15 days, daily meeting, 3 times meeting. In morning, no Harikatha. How to manage? How to control? How to make money? And how to make all these things in order? Only meeting. Only to solve. This is not Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha, like Rupa and Sanatan, sitting from beginning of morning until 3, no stoppage. Like Parikshit Maharaj and Sukhdev Goswami, no stop in 7 days, day and night Harikatha was going, no sleepness, no taking water, nothing, not urine and not bath and nothing. Continuously, this is Sadhu Sangha. If you are not doing something is wrong there, worldly desires make it. So, we should try to hear first and to follow. In India there was a king, and his name was Vikramaditya, very powerful, very powerful. And he had 9 jewels. Barahmir, who discovered first the theory of
law of gravitation,
Kalidas, Barahmir, who made a Sanskrit dictionary first. And so many. So one day, a mad person came, who was unmatta. Unmatta means drunkard. And he came with a skull.
Human skull.
Oh, the head of any dead person. No eyes, nothing, it was dry. And he was very ferocious like. Naked, totally naked. And he has drunk so much. And he came in the council of that king and told that, I have heard that there are so many intelligent persons. Is there any intelligent person who can tell this person whose head I have kept. Now he was dead, but a skull was there.
Skull.
Can you tell that it was intelligent or
foolish?
Can you tell? Oh, all became
silent.
They could not tell. Oh, how many years this person is dead? Only dry skull is there. How we can tell? So anyone could not tell. Then he became ferocious and told that you are all bogus. And he returned back. But king folded his hand and prayed that, oh, you should wait a little. My head counselor. Oh, just coming? He is not here. If he is coming, then he may answer you. So you should wait. And he waited for a minute and he saw that, Kalidas was coming. Very intelligent. Again that question arose and he told that can you answer? Oh, I will try. And he took a stick, very thick. And he gave in his ear. And it passed through here. Then he told that he was foolish. What he was hearing?
It came out of the other
side.
And if it was going inside, or that side, the stick will not come.
No.
So it thinks that it will come in heart or mind. So he must be intelligent. But he was very foolish person. Because it came. So if he were hearing all these things, but not following, then we are all foolish like that person. So don't be foolish like that. Try to follow. It depends on the degree of your following. Bhakti depends. So you should try to. If you are chanting and remembering and hearing Harikatha from high class of devotees, how a desire will come that I should be very, very expert in harmonium. I should be expert in singing. I should be expert in
Feel the pulse.
So many things.
Reiki.
Especially
Reiki.
Jyotish.
Astrology.
Astrology. Now what? Why? Why a tendency is coming to join universities? Why it is coming? We are seeing Gaurakrishnas never went to them. And very high class of learned persons like Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami was praying to that you should initiate me, and he was rejecting. And he was blind. Even blind, he rejected. that you are very intelligent, you are very learned person, your father is Bhakti Vinod Thakur. How I can give you? I cannot. I cannot sign my name even. I'm blind. You should go to others. And you say, you know, Loknath Das Goswami and Narottam Thakur, he rejected and rejected and rejected. But he was also not a person to be rejected. And anyhow, he took initiation. And they preached over the whole world. Loknath Goswami or Gaurkishore Das Goswami Maharaj never went to anywhere to preach. But their disciples preached over the whole world. So if Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati and Narottam Thakur can preach whole world, can you have a idea that the guru of these both more powerful than them, had they not preached over whole world?
They mercifully preached through their disciples.
Because they were so much engaged in the service of conjugal Radha and Krishna and Mahaprabhu. So that, you should go and preach. They could have preached more than them. No harm. So we should try to know. Then, first you should listen and practice what Gurudev is telling. I know that so many devotees are going today from here because they have so many precious and valuable things to do. So much valuable things. Or here nothing. Money cannot come here. We cannot make money here. So much loss here. So what is this? Sadhu Sangha? They are going to do Sadhu Sangha or here Sadhu Sangha. What is there? They are thinking, to return back and to manage is more important than to be here. I have come from India, spending so much money, giving up my bhajan. I wanted to chant and remember and doing bhajan 24 hours. But Swamiji rejected my idea. And my Gurudev rejected my idea. You should try to follow me. And that I rejected that idea. To do bhajan in a corner. And I have come. I have no anything business. No business at all. But I want to give something that Swamiji wanted to give. That Rupa Goswami wanted to give. That other hour. But, they are not giving importance of this. They cannot. Because there are so many desires. What will be if tomorrow they are dead, not reaching their home, and in the way they are dead, death comes? Then what will be importance? And that is why Raghunath Das Goswami rejected everything and went to forever to Sadhu. So you should see the importance of all these things. This is called Sadhu Sangha. If a Sadhu Sangha is not like this, he cannot give a clear vision of all these things. Really, he is not Guru. I want to give you, I am not Guru, I know. But I want to give a clear vision of Bhakti. The importance of Sadhu Sangha. So first we should hear, then practice gradually. And by that thing, Guru will give you some strong relation with Krishna. And you can realize that if you are falling totally. So you should try to follow all this. Today, Gaur Premanam.